Triple M.
Ruin dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about
Oh, Roo, he was in fine form again at the weekend. Let's get him on. Tex, good morning.
G'day, Dits. How are you, mate?
Good. Well played last week.
Thanks, mate. That's very nice. Good start to the radio conversation this morning. Thank you very much.
Now, you're on your old mate, Cole Hardigan. How much did you take the piss out of him?
We had a good chat. He's going really well, so it was good fun playing on Hardo.
And a good win, Tex, as well. A good turnaround in form. The last couple of weeks, the ball movement hadn't quite been as good, but it was back to what it was like at the start of the year, and, got the winner as a result.
Yeah, no, we certainly moved the ball a lot better, Roo. The boys through the midfield and down back were giving us a great look up forward, so we were able to have 9 different goal scorers on the weekend, which was quite pleasing. I don't reckon we've had that many this year, so certainly very hard to beat when you're doing that.
And at the start of the year, you probably would have thought Himmelberg would be playing and Fogarty would be playing alongside of you. I think that might have been one of the first games where you've played together, but those boys also played very well as well. I think Himmelberg took 9 marks. Fogarty kicked a couple of goals, so it was pleasing for them to play well.
Yeah, it was, mate. It was actually really pleasing to watch and play alongside both those young guys and see them play some really good footy. So their challenge now is to do that for the rest of the year and take it into pre-season for next year.
Now, Tex, I'm going to be nice to you. I'm being sincere and honest. But I reckon, I know it was only Hawthorn, but watching that game, I think we really, really did get a glimpse of the future of the Crows. I think if you keep Himmelberg and Fogarty together, look at, you know, the way Schonberg's playing. There's a couple of other lads. I think Scholl's a very good player. He didn't have a good game on the weekend, to be honest, but I think he's a good player. I think there are signs of what the Crows could be in a couple of years' time. I think it looks very, very good.
Oh, if you're watching the Crows on Saturday night, you'd certainly be looking forward to the next 5 to 10 years at the footy club. Obviously, massive congratulations to Shoney getting Rising Star. Then you'd look at the guys down back. Chase Jones has probably found his position down there. Will Hamill's playing some really good footy. And the guys up front were also outstanding. So, yeah, it's a good glimpse of what's coming ahead, Dits. Yeah.
And hopefully there's a few more waiting to get a gig as well, Tex. But let's talk about you for a minute. Harry Mackay's on 52 goals and he's still got a sore toe. He probably won't play this weekend. You're on 46, so only one big game away. Hawkins 45, Revolt 44 and Ben King 43. You're a chance to win that Coleman, big fella.
Oh, you know, yeah, well, we just got to keep playing good footy, Roo, to be honest, and hopefully I can keep getting on the end of it and kick a few more snags through the middle. We'll see what happens, eh?
Yeah, see what happens. Now, just getting away from the footy, I read a nice article written by Liz Walsh in the Advertiser over the weekend, Tex, about the Crows Book Club. Now, you'd be a part of that, wouldn't you?
Book Club?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the only reason I'd be part of a book club is if it's only got pictures.
It talks about the Crows in isolation and people like big Riley O'Brien, who's doing a degree, I believe, took a suitcase full of books away with him. And he was reading over the weekend. The last book he read was The Alchemist. Have you read that by any chance?
I haven't. I jumped in the lift with him the other day and he had a massive book. It was bloody thicker than I don't know what. But
a telephone book,
yeah. And I said to him, what have you been doing? He said, oh, bit of reading, bit of studying. I said, oh, what are you studying? Neuroscience or something like that. I said, well, I can't even spell that, let alone understand what you're talking about.
Who's in the book club?
Book club would be Big Birdo, I think Jakey Kelly, Daniel Jackson, Ben Keyes. And me, I think. Yeah, there's only a few of us.
The article went on to say, it was explaining the Crows in lockdown, who gets up to what. And it said, it did mention Jake Kelly. It said, Riley O'Brien and Jake Kelly are in the book club and they swap books, while Seedsman and Tex Walker ask the COVID marshal very silly, annoying questions. That's what it said.
You'd read the best bets, Tex. That's about it.
Yeah, I've got some good tips. I had a couple of winners on the weekend, that's for sure.
how are you going with missing the kids and Ellie? You hanging in there, right?
Well, it seems that I'm doing everything right. I'm not getting told otherwise. So, I'm missing them a lot, mate. Hopefully, with the new rules and everything going into stage four, so we might be able to get back sooner rather than later.
Does Hugo say much over the phone?
Nah, not too much. He's still one word. He's probably got a better vocabulary than me.
Tex, Western Bulldogs this weekend. They are a very, very good side, aren't they?
They are very good, Dick. They're in great form. It's going to be a great challenge for our young group. So hopefully we can go down to Ballarat on Saturday and knock them off. Would be nice.
Will there be any changes, do you think, Tex? Anyone in or out?
Oh, I don't think so. The boys played quite well. Obviously, Murph got a bit of a sore ankle, but I'd imagine he'll be right to play this weekend. So apart from that, I reckon we'll be pretty right to go unchanged, nearly.
Maybe Nick Murray.
Muzz hopefully might be able to come back after his concussion. So he'd be great to get back.
Tex, it might be hard to answer this, but what do you need or what do you want to get out of the rest of the season? Obviously, this time of year, everyone starts talking about number one draft picks and those sorts of things, but what's it important for you and the Crows to do for the next few weeks?
Oh, for us, mate, as a group, we just want to finish off the year like we started it. We played some really good footy at the start of the year, and then on the weekend, we were able to show that we're still capable of doing that. So if we can continue to get games into these young guys and play some really good footy, then we'll make our supporters and sponsors very happy.
Tex, other than reading books and training, what else do you do when you're locked in a hotel and you can't get around much with?
Well, I've been watching a little bit of a show on Apple TV. It's called Ted Lasso. Have you boys seen that?
I've seen the first series, yeah.
How good is it, Dix?
It's very good, yeah.
Isn't it good? Is it? I love it. Oh, it's about a. I'll keep it pretty short. So, lady, like they split up, and her whole idea is to take this soccer team down. So she employs a American to come and run the soccer team, and he does too well for her. So she doesn't actually run the soccer club into the ground. So it's a very good watch, Roo. Highly recommend it.
But there's a lot of. It's a silly show, but there's a lot of real, real good messages in it. I think, Tex, out there.
Mm. I agree. Totally agree. I love it. Yeah, so, second series just come out. So, I'm onto that at the moment.
There you go. All right. Can you finish with a dad joke for us?
Well, I've been getting a bit sunburnt lately. So, the doctor said to take some Viagra, but it doesn't cure it. It just keeps the sheet off my legs at night.
Good on you, Tex. Well done.
Good on
luck
you, boys.
Against the Bulldogs, Tex. Well done, mate.
Cheers.